Good afternoon, and welcome once again to Stage Talk, KSKA's weekly conversation about those in the performing arts. I'm Steve Hunt, your host. Glad to have you along on the second day of the summer. Get out there and see some sun, as if you don't see enough already this time of the year. Well, today my guests are from Cyrano's Theater Company, sort of. We'll be talking about that in a moment. They're doing a show called Don Quixote's, based on the book Don Quixote by Miguel de Cervantes, written by Glica, and I'm going to have her say her last name for me, Glica.
Glica Stoyu.
Written by Glica, directed and acted. Also along in the cast is Angeliki
Karakaxidou.
In case you recognize those two names, they're both from Greece.
Yeah, we are both Greeks.
Angeliki is an actor in the show. Yeah. And we have Teresa Pond, who is the producing. I can say your name, Teresa.
Oh,
sorry.
Yay.
And that's no insult to Glica or Angeliki. Anyway, she's the producing artistic director of Cyrano's. And tell us about the show. It just performs this one week. In fact, you opened last night.
Yes.
And you play until Sunday. Just one weekend. And this is international theater, and it's exciting. Tell us about it.
Oh, it really is. The chance for Cyrano's to be able to continue those relationships with other groups that we love to have at our house. This is international theater, and this is a chance to bring a comedy and something that nobody's ever seen before with, like, fun, romping. I mean, they're almost like clowns. They're crazy all over the stage. Wait till you see them. I met Glica, who's been coming to the Valdez Theater Conference for the last couple of years, and she walks in a room, and sunlight just pours all over the room. She's just one of those people that, like, just grabs energy around her. And when she told me she had this show and wanted to bring it to Alaska, I was like, how do we do that? And so we found a way to bring her up here with the show. And the way it worked with the dates, we could only do it for this one week. And I thought, well, it's summer, it's June. I'm sure there are lots of people like me that are like, you know, what can we do in June with theater? And you can come to Cyrano's this weekend and see this crazy, fun show. It's just over an hour long.
And so it's Don Quixote's, plural.
Yes.
Glica,
yes.
Tell us about why it's plural.
It's Don Quixote's in plural. Why? Why? Because we can all be Don Quixote. I think we all the people hide a Don Quixote inside their hearts, and we can all be Don Quixote fighting for what good and fair in this futile world we're living. Yeah, and I'd like to thank from the bottom of my heart Teresa, Kay Pond, and Cyrano's big theater family for finding a way to bring us here. Somewhere in Alaska, it's like a dream. I cannot believe that they actually made this dream come true. It was a dream for us, and we're actually living this dream.
Which is like Don Quixote.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. This play is so blessed in so many ways. It had brought us to Luxembourg, to all over Greece, to many places in Europe. I've produced it also. They produced it in Seattle, in the States, and now in Alaska. Wow. I cannot express how happy I feel and how blessed I feel.
And Teresa, the sun is just shining into
the
studio, right?
Did I tell you?
Well, Angeliki, let's talk about you for a second. You're playing several parts in the show, Sancho Panza and other parts. What else are you playing?
Rocinante the horse. And a bird who met Don Quixote somewhere, somehow.
It's an interlude. We have actually an interlude with a bird and a butterfly where she plays the bird and I play the butterfly. It's an interlude. It's something that Commedia dell'arte always brings. Craziness, interludes, happiness, silliness, everything.
They do sword fighting with broomsticks. They run around the stage with big bags with all of their props, and then all these beautiful things come out. It's kind of like the Mary Poppins carpet bag. Mm-hmm. Just one treasure after another comes out of their bags, and they create the show before your eyes. And I will say that Angeliki's horse is stunning. The old broken down bag of bones horse is hysterical.
Yeah, exactly. And I have to say that we are not alone in the show. Mm-hmm. We are not alone. We are not only Glika Stoiu and Angeliki Karakaxidou. We have also Patrick Knappich, who is our German drummer, who came all the way from Germany to participate in our show.
Yeah, he's right on stage with the drums.
Yeah.
And what a huge set of drums, apparently. Yeah. And I saw a video, and a real small set of drums. It sounds funny when he plays his drums. It's a funny sound.
Yeah, he's we don't have a small drum set on stage.
We have a nice big drum set. Yes, yeah. He comments, the drums are a character in the show. They say something, there's a moment of a punchline, and we hear tukum, psh, and then they go walking, and we hear cluck, 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 or when they're galloping, ka-tuk, 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 ka-tuk. It is hysterical. The drums are so much a part of the show.
So much a part of Commedia dell'arte, music, yes. and physical theater, and changing of characters, transformational acting style is the modern term for that. You know, you go from one character to another.
Yeah, and we bring people
crazy.
On stage as well. It's an interactive theater show. Yes. We treat people very nice.
Well. Don't be scared. You don't have to go on, but it's very fun to be part of the show, too.
Yeah,
and
only
little
who
kids
wants
go
to.
Up there, yeah. and adults, kids, everyone.
Everyone. It's a show actually appropriate for all ages. Mm-hmm. It's a family show. Mm-hmm. Parents with their kids can come and watch it. Grandparents with their grandkids can come and watch it. Grown-ups with their friends, mm-hmm. girlfriends, boyfriends. Everybody can watch it and have a really good time.
Well, Glika, I want to get back to the play itself, yes. Don Quixote's. What was your inspiration for why did you want to tell this story?
It is a funny story, actually, because 5 years ago I was assigned by the artistic director of the Regional Theatre of the Island of Crete in Greece to do a kids show about my favorite hero. And back then, there was a huge financial crisis, so people were very, very anxious and miserable and frustrating and so stressed that I decided to do something that will cheer them up, that will make them happy and smiley, and especially for the kids to know a hero like this who is always fighting for what is good and fair and tries to do what is good and dreams and trying to make his dream come true. I thought that this was the best idea at this point in Greece 5 years ago. And 5 years later, it's still on.
For those just tuning in and wondering what is still on, we're talking about Don Quixote's, a play written, directed, and acted by Glika, along with her cohort.
Stoiu.
her co-actor, Angeliki. And say your last name again, Angeliki.
Karakaxidou.
Thank you very much. And Teresa Pond from Cyrano's Theatre Company. Just one weekend, open last night, performs through Sunday, International Theatre.
Yes, we have Friday tonight and Saturday night are 7 o'clock, and then Sunday is 3 o'clock, just like a normal Cyrano's run, but just this weekend.
Right.
So one chance.
So, Glika, as I mentioned, you are the playwright, you are the director, you also acting in the show.
Yes.
And you apparently are sane. I'm not so sure about that.
We're not sure about that part.
How do you combine all three of those roles at one time?
It's not only my thing. I think most of the theater artists all around the world, especially those who do comedy or commedia dell'arte, multitask. And you can meet theater artists from all over the world writing, directing, producing, acting, finding venues to do their shows. It's like, it's not only my thing. It's very difficult, but very fun at the same time. And I'd suggest to everybody who does theater and loves theater to do it as well. It's very difficult to do theater, the times we live in. So if you multitask, you have more chances to do what your heart says and to express yourself, because this is why we do this job, to express ourselves and to make other people happy and inspired and, you know, deal with their everyday frustration. That's what we're here for. So go out there and do theater with all the things that you can, and with the people that you love.
Right, right. And Angeliki, how fun is this for you to do this show? I mean, you're playing all these different parts. What's your favorite part about doing the show?
We enjoy it the whole time long. It's an hour, and we enjoy it. We're having fun. We run. We laugh. Well, I don't know. It's amazing. Don Quixote is an adorable person. He's really cute. He's kind. I don't know.
And Sancho Panza, of course, is his favorite sidekick. And she's blushing when I say that because she loves that part so well, don't you? What's fun about playing Sancho Panza? What's fun about that part?
No, everything is funny. Everything is so amazing.
The nose.
She has a crazy nose.
Yeah, she has a crazy nose. I think the nose makes her really happy.
Your pillow belly.
And his belly.
She, Angeliki, spends a lot of time with the audience. She runs into the audience. She's so charming. I wish you could see her right now. She is just the most adorable little pixie of a human being who just runs out in the audience. I think they would do anything for you, Angeliki.
And Sancho is our big star. Sancho is our big star. He's the big star of the show. That's for sure.
It cannot be just Sancho. It's got to be the whole company.
She's being polite. They're both of them. They do very much as a unit on stage. And then, like I said, with Patrick on the drums, you have three characters that really are a team.
Well, three actors, but how many characters are there?
Oh, that's true. You're right. three actors, many, but many characters.
People will get to see Don Quixote and Sancho Panza, Dulcinea. Rocinante the horse, a bird and a butterfly, and of course we have surprises because we have also Don Diego de la Miranda. We don't play Don Diego de la Miranda. We actually bring someone from the audience to play Don Diego de la Miranda, and all of the times Don Diego de la Miranda, actually it's our guest star. Is our guest star, and of course other parts that are played by the audience, and we try to bring like as many ages as possible. You get to see kids on stage, everybody who wants to, of course, and feels comfortable with this. Yeah. Kids on stage, old people on stage, young people on stage,
scared people on stage,
scared people.
You are allowed to stay in the audience as well. But
yeah, of course. Mm-hmm. No, to tell you the truth, I haven't seen one scared people on stage. Yeah. I haven't seen one single person on stage who is scared, because you know we try to warm up the stage and everybody is so amazed by the story and the storyline and blah 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 and wants to be on stage. Actually, we say, no, please, if you want to come up on stage, no, please wait till the next show. You are always welcome to see the next show as well.
I'm being overwhelmed by the enthusiasm of my guests here today. Don Quixote is one of those stories that, you know, is funny because when you ask people to tell the story of Don Quixote today, mm-hmm. they'd probably say that crazy guy who's chasing windmills. Mm-hmm. But that's about all that you know about the story. But it sounds like you don't really even have to know that to enjoy this play.
No, Don Quixote is more than that. He was not a crazy person. He was an idealist. He was a dreamer. He just wanted to fight to make the world become better. That's why he was fighting about. He wanted goodness, and he wanted to bring back the old age where everybody had equal rights and had equal rights to all the goods on earth. That's what he dreams about. That's about Don Quixote.
Well, it sounds like this show takes the best of comedy to drive home a sincere message, which I always like about commedia or even comedy today. Well, folks, I hate to say we're out of time. I've got to say, how do you say goodbye? How do you say goodbye in Greek?
We can say yasas.
Okay, yasas. I want to thank my guests, Glika.
Thank you. Ευχαριστούμε πολύ.
Angelika.
Angeliki.
Angeliki. And Teresa from Cyrano's Theater Company.
Nice to see you.
Doing Don Quixote's tonight through Sunday at their space, their new space.
Yes.
And thanks for being
at
on the show,
Bar and
guys.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, that's all for Stage Week for this week. Stage Talk. You guys have got me tongue-tied. That's all for Stage Talk for this week. Until next time, I'm Steve Hunt for KSKA.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life Informed. This is Alaska Public Media.